pardons, polls, and political positioning ahead of 2028. While high-profile pardons for January 6th defendants generated headlines earlier in the term, the Trump administration has quietly denied nearly 6,000 clemency petitions with virtually no public announcement or explanation. Many of those rejected applications came from people serving long sentences for nonviolent drug offenses, immigration violations, or white-collar crimes who pursued relief through established legal channels. House Democrats are introducing legislation that would require presidents to publicly explain pardon decisions, both grants and denials. The pardon power is among the most absolute and unreviewable authorities granted under Article 2, and courts have consistently declined to second-guess clemency decisions. But the bill's sponsors argue transparency remains possible even without judicial review, and the legislation serves a clear messaging function by highlighting the asymmetry. A politically connected ally can receive a public pardon with explanation, while 6,000 ordinary Americans receive silent rejections. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has referred former special counsel Jack Smith to the Department of Justice for alleged perjury, claiming Smith made false statements to Congress about accessing lawmakers' text messages during his investigation of efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Whether the DOJ pursues the referral is widely viewed as a political question given current leadership rather than a legal one. Separately, all felony charges against Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell relating to campaign finance irregularities, her supporters characterized as politically motivated, have been dropped, a significant development for her political future. Early 2028 polling from New Hampshire shows Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez narrowly leading Pete Buttigieg among likely Democratic primary voters, while Marco Rubio is gaining on J.D. Vance on the Republican side. The AOC-Buttigieg contest encapsulates the Democratic Party's unresolved directional debate, a clear leftward shift versus a more centrist lane, with the competitiveness of both suggesting no consensus has formed since 2024. A Fox News poll, meanwhile, shows Trump's approval near a record low, context for the White House's elevated political activity with more than 2 years left in the term. A CNN investigation alleging cover-ups in the killing of two American citizens by border agents adds a serious accountability dimension to the domestic picture. The investigation reportedly identifies specific instances where internal reporting was altered or suppressed following the deaths. The specific allegation of deliberate cover-up activity, if substantiated, carries real implications for Border Patrol oversight, regardless of which party controls the executive branch.